This is Mountain Breakfast from Mountain Radio, and we have a very special guest on the line, famous internationally for being the first man to circle the globe in a hot air balloon. And his new challenge now is to get around the world in a plane powered entirely by the sun's rays. Now, everyone in the aviation industry said it couldn't be done, but this year he's taken the plane from Switzerland to Africa without a drop of fossil fuel, and he's on his way back. He is, of course, Monsieur Bertrand Piccard. Very good morning to you. Hello.
Yes, good morning also on behalf of all the Bochberg, because we were making a relay. One flight for him, one flight for me, and we have done this flight to Africa together, and now it's the last leg that I am doing to bring the plane back to Switzerland this evening.
Right, and I understand you took off very early this morning from France. You've been in the plane for a long time. There's no autopilot, there's no co-pilot. So I hope I'm not disturbing your concentration too much.
No problem. I took off at 7 o'clock this morning, and the flight is smooth, and it's good to have some company. Interviews are giving a little bit of company in this single-seater cockpit, so it's very pleasant.
So where are you exactly now? Can you tell us your position?
Yes, I am northeast of Toulouse, heading for the Massif Central. And I look forward to overfly the volcanoes of the Massif Central. It's a beautiful place.
Well, it's certainly a beautiful day here. Hope you're having good weather along the way. You know Verbier. You spoke at the Green Pioneering Summit in 2011 in Verbier. Could you remind our listeners of what your message was at that summit?
Yes, absolutely. The message we want to carry with Solar Impulse is that we have to put positive emotion around renewable energy. Very often, we speak only of the green, the ecological path, protecting the environment, but this is often being done in a way to limit, reduce the mobility, reduce comfort, reduce growth. And this, of course, makes a lot of people very reluctant. So we want to show that new technologies can bring positive emotion, can be exciting, can promote job creation, promote growth, and at the same time protect the environment. So we believe that a lot of solutions come from technology.
Well, it's certainly an exciting and adventurous project that you are undertaking. The last time we saw you in Verbier was the High Five Charity Night. We have a lot of sun in Verbier, normally all year round. We certainly do today. Any plans, any time to fly here with Solar Impulse?
You know, I made already a beautiful flight over Verbier. That was, I think, the 25th of March, last spring. I went to fly above the Alps, and I was about 2,000 meters above Verbier with a beautiful view of Verbier.
Excellent. Well, I hope that we'll see you back again, and that so we can point people towards the sky so they can see you going past the next time.